Here are the latest Manchester United headlines. I'm Bobby Jackson. Ole Gunnar Solskjaer has refused to disclose further information about why David De Gea was missing from Manchester United's goalless draw against Crystal Palace on Wednesday. But he has hinted that the Spanish goalkeeper could be absent for some time as he deals with a private matter. There's been a fierce battle between De Gea and Dean Henderson for the number one jersey this season, with the former tending to get the nod for Premier League games and the latter featuring in cups. But there was no sign of De Gea against the Eagles, with Henderson starting between the sticks and third choice Lee Grant on the bench. Well, Solskjaer had said before the game that the 30-year-old had been left out for personal reasons, and he repeated the same line to MUTV afterwards and would not be drawn on when De Gea may return. Moving on, and Andres Pereira is set for a Manchester United return as Lazio are reportedly unlikely to fork out the £21 million loan fee to sign him permanently amid a dismal loan spell. The 25-year-old has been at the Serie A side since the start of the season on a temporary deal, but he started just two league matches. He found himself surplus to requirements at Old Trafford at the start of the season following Donny van der Beek's arrival, who joins Scott McTominay, Paul Pogba and Fred in the Red Devils' midfield pecking order. According to reports, Lazio aren't prepared to pay the £21 million fee to make it permanent due to Pereira's lack of displays. And finally, United could stop Bruno Fernandes from playing for Portugal later this month. United appear set to follow the lead of Premier League champions Liverpool, who won't allow players to travel to international matches in March if they have to quarantine on return. Jurgen Klopp confirmed on Tuesday they would make the most of FIFA giving clubs the option to prevent players who may be affected by the regulation from joining up with their countries. Well, Solskjaer said, "We've not sat down and made a proper call on that one, but it doesn't make sense if you lose your player for 10 days. That's all for now. We'll have more later."